Construction is underway on a large solar energy farm 90 minutes north of Milwaukee, and state regulators are considering approval of a second farm nearby. These projects, along with one approved this year for Southwest Wisconsin, would be the first so-called utility solar developments in the state. That's because they are large and electric utilities like We Energies are closely involved. But as with controversies over more traditional power plants, some neighbors aren't yet sold on big solar. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
For the most part, solar energy in Wisconsin has meant homeowners and businesses adding solar panels to their roof. But the cost of the panels has come down to the point where electric utilities are now putting up hundreds of them and planning to sell the electricity to other utilities. So, about 7 miles north of Two Rivers, in the town of Two Creeks, equipment known as pile drivers are at work. Construction crews drive steel posts vertically into the ground as part of what's called the Two Creeks Project. If things go as planned by next year, the posts will hold solar panels that generate 150 megawatts of electricity for tens of thousands of customers of Madison Gas and Electric and the We Energies subsidiary, Wisconsin Public Service. MG&E and We Energies would own the solar farm. But across the street from the construction, homeowner Robin McDaniel says the last 2 months since a groundbreaking attended by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers have been a noisy challenge. McDaniel says he misses the farm field that used to be on the site.
It was the classic description from the national anthem. It was amber waves of grain. You could look out here, my wife and I would walk our golden retriever and say, my, look at that, the dog matches these golden waves of grain.
At this point, McDaniel's not trying to stop the Two Creeks project, but he would like some changes, like dropping plans for a metal fence around the solar farm. And over the long run, McDaniel questions whether this location near Lake Michigan will get enough sun to produce all the promised juice.
This happens to be a unique microclimate. The lake is approximately 2 kilometers directly to the east of us, and many times there's a fog bank right over this project.
A Florida-based utility, NextEra Energy, is building the Two Creeks project and wants to put up a smaller farm immediately to the north and west called Point Beach Solar. Project director Tony Darwish says NextEra already owns and runs the nearby Point Beach nuclear plant, and adding close-by solar will work out.
The economies of scale were there because of our ongoing operations with the Point Beach nuclear plant. We already own majority of the land required for the project, so it made a lot of sense to locate a project in this part of the world.
No one testified against the proposed second farm at Public Service Commission hearings in Two Rivers last week. But Robin McDaniel showed up to push for the solar panels to be located high enough off the ground that some crops could be grown underneath. He calls it co-farming, harvesting the sun's energy and food.
If we could just elevate the structure 1 meter, let's say, from its current plan, I believe we can do co-farming with multiple crops.
NextEra calls McDaniel's idea interesting. The other person who testified in Two Rivers raised the issue of just getting more power from the nuclear plant. Two Creeks resident Adam Jankowski says he doesn't mind that the federal government would likely have to approve.
So what? You know, it's best bang for your buck. You know, and I understand it's expensive, but, you know, to get at those touchy-feely feel-goods of using clean energy, that's the best way to do it.
Critics say nuclear energy isn't all that clean and produces radioactive waste. NextEra says it has a willing customer for solar in Wisconsin Public Power Incorporated, a not-for-profit company serving 51 local utilities, including in Cedarburg and Hartford. Project manager Darwish says she understands that utility-scale solar is a big change for Wisconsin.
So it's really exciting to be able to see us actually, you know, put steel in the ground.
The PSC is expected to decide on the Point Beach solar project within a few months. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.